Good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and I sit here this morning in the beautiful studios of Pittsfield's Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial in Pittsfield, and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. I have a nice show planned for you today, I think. Hopefully to endorse the beautiful weather that we've been having this last several days. We're going to be hearing from Mary Black. I have a new album from Susanna Savane, which I'm looking forward to hearing. We're going to be hearing from Donald McVibray, Edgell Mead again, and of course, Edward Meehan from his album, The Galway to Dublin, Early Recordings of Irish Music. But let's start off Mary Black with her version of Sunny.
Sunny lives on a farm in a wide open space. Take off your shoes, stay out of the race. Lay down your head by the soft river bed. Sunny always remembers the words Mama said. Thank you.
Well, that was sprightly, to say the least. You heard two reels there, actually. One, the first one was Donald McEvilry. His name is often mispronounced. And the second reel was a more familiar O'Neill's Cavalry March. And that comes from the CD The Best of Silly Wizard. And before that, we heard from a brand new album from Susanna Savane called Los Sonos Que Vovlen. As you know, she's the Spanish button accordionist. And the name of that tune was Foxtrot. And we started off today's session with Mary Black, well-known, beloved Irish singer, often performs in the United States. Actually, I think she lives in Nashville now. But anyway, that version of the tune of Sunny. I hope you enjoyed it. And now we're going to be hearing some bagpipe music. I haven't heard it before, so I hope it's good. Bye. Thank you.
everything I wanna see. Strong, sexy, and lean. But that don't mean that you'll be strutting around, flirting around, funking around like you're the creamiest cat.
Say what, say what?
You tell me you're the best I'll ever have. I turn a blind eye this time, so you know you're one of the minor players. Don't you talk that way about her in front of me, 'cause I'm a lady and I'm your girl. You're all ladies coming to town. I'm making a list, checking, checking, while you sit on your throne making me moan, moan.
No, no, no.
You ain't looking for a strong woman, daddy. Feeling so blue right now, so you know things could blow up in your face. Do you even care? It's unfair. I've been good to you. You've been screwing, you've been chewing, misleading, deceiving.
One morning in the month of June, when sun's bright beams the air illumed, my cattle from the yard I drove, and then stretched at my ease. The skylark sang melodiously, and a lovely lass appeared to me, down by the Turbary in sweet Lisbwymore. When I beheld this fair young maid, my heart began to palpitate, my eyes began to dazzle, and her figure I could not state. She was loaded with some balls of thread, the same she had upon her head, passing through the Turbary in sweet Lisbwymore. When I saw this maid approaching me, my heart rose to a height of glee. I stood with great alacrity to accost this charming maid. Kind sir, she says, I'm going astray, won't you please now show me the way that leads to the weaver's house in sweet Lisbwymore. There is no other human being in showing the way can surpass me. I know it from my infancy, so come along a store. But if you'll agree to stay with me, I'll always be your gramercy here by the Turbary in sweet Lisbwymore. She soon replied, indeed I won't, you are a dirty scheming rogue. Please desist from flattery with a simple honest maid. But if you're inclined to show the way, come along, don't be delay, here by the Turbary in sweet Lisbwymore. Oh, what she said, I did excuse, her request I could not refuse. We both walked on together, and she this to me did say, where lives that man they call Dee Dee? His evidence I'd like to see, here by the Turbary in sweet Lisbwymore. Oh, come along, my pretty maid, don't be of me the least afraid. I lead you through this rugged place that you never went before, and your guardian I will surely be until that young man's face we see, here by the Turbary in sweet Lisbwymore. The truth to you I will relate, I do not wish to see his face. The reason too I'll tell to you, it's early in the day, and if he'd see us both alone, a song for us he might compose, here by the Turbary in sweet Lisbwymore. To do his best, what can he say? Are we not honest going the way? Besides, he has the decency never to dispraise. And another man were in my shoes, he'd spoil your petticoat warp and woof, here by the Turbary in sweet Lisbwymore. When this I said without delay, upon my word she ran away. In vain I followed after her through thick and steep terrain. No roebuck in the park so quick could leap each handicap and ditch as she did through the Turbary in sweet Lisbwymore. Alas, she was too quick for me, though I ran with great rapidity. I was tumbled by the dint of speed and topsy-turvy thrown. Ere again on ground my foot I lay, she was a half a mile away, at least from the Turbary in sweet Lisbwymore.
great song that was from, and not surprisingly, from Andy Irvin, the master of great songs, Sweet Lisbwe Moore. I must say, I've never heard of that. It's a nice song. I'm not sure where Lisbwe Moore is. So if anyone knows the answer to that question, let me know at 413-770-7512. Where is Lisbwe Moore? Lisbwe Moore. And let me know. And you heard bagpipe music first up there, and you heard from Edward Meehan, as I mentioned, from Galway to Dublin, early recordings of Irish music. And now you're going to hear from Big Things Do Remarkable Things, from All Hail Bright Futures.
We'll be right back.
Those were jigs. And they aren't identified, I might add, and neither is the instrumentalist who played the jigs. But a couple of them I recognized, and one of them was The Maid Behind the Bar. It's a fairly well-known piece. And a second one I recognized, if only briefly, was The Gravel Walk. It's from an album called Seven Drunken Nights. And before that, we heard from Peter Purvis, his familiar album, at least to us, A New Tradition, with The Sweetness. And as I mentioned previously, we all heard from All Hail Bright Futures, Big Things Do Remarkable Things. And another's another name of the album up here, So I Watch You From Afar. Rather long, but nonetheless. I thought this was interesting for today in Irish history. On September 7th, 1948, John Costello, on an official visit to Canada as Taoiseach, held a press conference in the Railway Committee Room of the Parliament Buildings in Ottawa. He announced that Ireland intended to repeal the External Relations Act, effectively severing the Irish state's last links with the British Commonwealth. The announcement was spurred by Costello's feeling that he had been slighted on the trip. Before attending a banquet, he checked with John Hearn, the Irish High Commissioner to Canada, that a toast would be given to honor both George VI and Sean T. O'Kelly, the President of Ireland. However, according to Costello, when the dinner took place, the only toast given was that of, quote, the King, unquote, and this upset me. Costello later told O'Kelly, there seemed to be no proper appreciation of our status. I made the decision to cut through all this, and I made the statement which I brought up on repeal of the External Relations Act. On the official trip, in a speech to the Canadian Bar Association, Costello had referred to the External Relations Act as being, quote, full of inaccuracies and infirmities, unquote. News of this speech filtered back to Ireland, where it was picked up by Sean McBride, leader of the Clan na Publicta, which shared power in the government with Costello's Fine Gael. It made the front page of the Sunday Independent on the 5th of September under the headline, External Relations Act to Go. 2 days later, in the Railway Committee Room, Costello was asked whether this was true, and he replied that it was. He later wrote to William Norton, the leader of the Irish Labour Party, telling him, quote, I will explain when I return why I decided to state publicly that we intended to repeal the External Relations Act. It was really the article in the Sunday Independent that decided me, unquote. So in case you were wondering how high politics, or at least high foreign relations, were conducted in Ireland, they're usually explored in newspapers first, at least according to John Costello. So there you have it in this day in Irish history. Thank you.
Crickets sing.
And this is Kevin Cahill saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to the show again next week when Farmer will be here, because I will be away. Please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio. Gurama Agach, Agachahi, Shuhugan.